Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode on the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. It's your girl, Michaela J. You know the deal, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Let's get into it. Welcome back to another Friday quickie. Let's talk about fun. This is a big, big, big theme that's been coming up for myself and my clients recently, and I've been sitting down kind of redefining my why behind my brand and my business and just like the why I do things in life and kind of going bigger with that, because I find that it's easier for us to show up in a bold way when we have a really, really bold why. And one thing I identified is that I just want people to have more fun, which sounds so dumb, but like I remember when I pre-spiritual awakening Michaela being so miserable all the time and like complaining a lot, and I was very negative. I say this all the time in interviews, but I was the most negative person that I knew. And it's like when you are living life in that vibration, you are not having fun. I remember my freshman year of college, even like going out to parties with my best friends and having a good time, but still not having fun because I would spend time judging other people or just being super self-conscious or not letting myself connect with people or open up. And I just wasn't having fun. And when I went through my spiritual awakening, I was able to release so much of that and have way more fucking fun with my life. And now it's a huge part of why I do what I do, is just so you guys can free yourselves from the traps in your brain, the limiting beliefs, the fears, the shadows, all the things, so you can have more fun with life. Anyways, this pattern's been coming up a lot with myself and my clients, and I wanted to bring it on for this quickie episode this week. And there was a really direct correlation I noticed when it comes to manifesting more freedom in your life. And I did this exercise about 2 years ago when I was living in Nebraska still, going to school in Lincoln, that I was going through a really tough phase. It was a really hard semester. I was taking a lot of classes. I was running my business full time. There was a lot going on. I was traveling a ton. And I found that when I was home in Nebraska, I was really miserable. And obviously, like, misery and freedom are not the same vibration. And so I have this little hack that I'm going to share with you guys that I want you to take into your weekend and really carry with you throughout June. And it's what I did to help tap back into the freedom vibrations. I made it a point every single day to make sure that I laughed. That's it. Every single day, I would make sure that I laughed at least once that day. And what I would do specifically, like on weekdays when I knew I had school and work and calls and things, is at night, I would go to the gym at my apartment complex. So I would like work out on campus in the morning, and then I would go to my apartment gym in the evening, and I would walk on the treadmill. I might answer DMs or answer client messages or text, whatever. But while I was walking on the treadmill, I would always be watching like a funny YouTube video. Back then, I always watched David Dobrik's vlogs because they're super funny. And they're like 5 minutes, whatever. And in those 5 minutes, I knew every single time I was going to watch one that I was going to laugh. And that is something that really shifted my vibe. Laughter changes the mood. It changes your energy. It can shift around your entire day. And how we're using this to manifest more freedom is that, like, when I think about my freedom lifestyle that I'm manifesting, even to this day, you know, more and more freedom, more and more expression, I think about, I'm laughing, I'm with my friends, and we're clinking like champagne glasses on a jet, and we are like I don't know, in the Bahamas splashing water on each other, or we are dancing at Finn's in Bali. Like, we're doing all these fun things where we would have huge smiles painted across our face and so much energy moving through our body and jumping around at festivals and screaming our hearts out at concerts, right? Like that, I just relate that to laughter. And all of that is a fun vibration, right? Tying this back to what I was saying at the beginning, it's all about fun. I think so often we forget to actually live our fucking lives, to like actually be alive in the moment and do the things that we say we want to do. You know, I was reflecting on this the other day. I was on a walk to get coffee and I was thinking like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to move into a house. Like when I'm all settled in the house, I'm going to take trips to the beach and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I just thought to myself, wait, like why am I waiting to be in a house to like take trips frequently to the beach and like to do all these things? I can just as easily do that right now living in my apartment, right? Like we put all of these barriers and limitations around living our fucking lives. So one thing I want you to think about this weekend is just the vibration of fun and freedom for you. I gave you guys a bunch of examples about my dream life with the jets and the friends and the trips and the laughter and the champagne, whatever. That's the vibration of fun for me. That's a vibration of freedom. I want you to think about what is your vibration of fun? What is your vibration of freedom? Maybe for you, it's backpacking through Europe. Maybe it's camping. Maybe it's renting and renovating a van. Maybe it's going shopping on Rodeo Drive, right? Like figure out what is your fun and freedom frequency. And what do you need to do to tap into that? For me, it was just laughter every single day. At least laughing once. It could be a funny YouTube video. I usually get that fill from TikTok now. I'll lay in bed at night and I'll watch some TikToks and laugh. But where can you just add more fun? Where can you add more laughter? Where can you add more hobbies into your life? Because what this does for us is we start to fall in love with our lives. We fall in love with what's going on. We fall in love with the people that are in our lives. We fall in love with the trips we go on and the chances we take. And we fall in love with our hobbies, whether that's baking or surfing or shopping or drawing or journaling, whatever it is. The more you fall in love with your life, the more you're living in a high frequency vibration, because the highest vibration in the whole world is love. So I want you to think about this. What is your vibration of fun? What is your vibration of freedom? How can you add that in every single day? And you can really start to step into your next level self doing this as well if you want to be really intentional. And I like to ask myself, how does my next level self spend her time? How does she spend her weekends, right? Like a Saturday morning, she's probably hitting the gym and then she's grabbing brunch with friends and then she's cleaning her apartment. Maybe she goes shopping. She's reorganizing her closet. Like, you know, that instantly gives me six different things that I can do and how I can spend my time. It's a next level of embodiment. So that's what I want to send you off with this weekend. I want you to think about the vibration of fun, because that is truly the hack to manifesting more freedom. Have more fun now. Know what that means for you. And it can be as simple as laughter and laughing every single day. It can be as simple as giving somebody a hug every single day. It could be texting somebody you love them every single day. What can you do now to tap into the freedom and the fun, loving vibes? Okay, I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.